mean, since Jack's been here, we've talked about one division. That's the primary goal. You go into week 17 with that out there in front of you. What's that game going to be like, having that chance?
You know, it goes back to, you know, having control of your own destiny. You know, we got control, and you know, hopefully this time we take advantage of it, not like we did, you know, Kansas City. We learn from our mistakes, like we have done throughout the year. You know, we learn from our mistakes and improved on it. So hopefully we go into this game, you know, knowing that we can really control stuff and take it by his head and just control it. So I hope we're using that as motivation. But from day one, when we first met, that first day, I don't remember exactly what day it was. I think April 21st, something. First day we met, he got up there. He said, you know, our mission was to win a division. I mean, win our conference. And we're going in this weekend, you know, with a chance to do that. So our plan's going. We got hit a couple of bumps, but it's going.
What kind of Denver team do you expect? I mean, a couple weeks ago they thought they'd be in the playoffs. They're going to this final game. They don't seem to have a lot at stake, and you guys have everything at stake.
Man, those are the scary teams. I've been there before. I've been those teams before at the end of the game, you know, in the last game of the season where we don't have anything to play for and we're just playing. But, you know, I know a lot of those guys on that team, and they got a lot of pride. You know, I know Vine, I know Keeb, I know TJ. They got a lot of pride. I know they're going to come and give us the best, because they're going to want to spoil, you know, what we have, being that we're rivals and stuff. So I know they're going to come out there with a lot of fight and a lot of grit. And especially they ain't like the way the game ended last time we played them. So I know they're going to give us their best. And those are the teams that you're scared of, because they don't have nothing to lose. And they're going to come out there with a lot of tricks up their sleeve, and they're going to throw everything at you. So, you know, we have to be ready, stick to our rules, and just be ready.
That's a pretty proud defense. And it's pretty clear that you guys imposed your will on them. So I imagine their second time around, they're really going to be, you know.
Yeah, you know, one thing we're not doing, we're not talking about that game. That game's in the past, you know, and what happens, it's going to be a totally new game. And knowing that, we do know that going in there. And like I said, you know, going back to how prideful those guys are, because I know a lot of those guys and how prideful those guys are. And just not even them being prideful, just being an NFL player. You know, you're prideful at all. You're not going to go out there and with your stuff ready, and you're going to try to answer back. And we know we're going to get the best from them. And we're expecting that. So we got to be prepared and be ready. And, you know, we got a great game plan going in, and we just got to stick to it and try to find a way to come out victorious.
What did DeAndre bring to you guys last week?
You know, DeAndre, I mean, I've been liking DeAndre all since camp. I love both of those young running backs, man. We got a three-headed monster right back there, you know. I've been loving it. And DeAndre, you know, I think, you know, when they deactivated him earlier in the year, you know, gave him a chance to sit back, take care of his body, and really just focus in on the offense, really zone in on him and zone in on him being a better player. And when they told him, you know, it's not going to be for long. You're going to be back. And when he came back, he jumped right in there. And I feel like that time off to himself really helped, you know, really got him in his books, really got him to understand our scheme a little bit better. And, you know, he hit some of them holes and made us look real good.
How do you feel going forward with Matt?
I feel great with Matt, man. I mean, I know some of you guys got to talk about, because it's something big, you know, but Matt's been doing this for a long time, man. And that's why Matt's been here. You know, Matt's been here through how many times they done tried to bring a backup in to take Matt's place, and he done fought him off. You know, Matt knows what to do. Matt's a good football player. And, you know, we got to make sure we keep doing what we're doing. You know, don't put him in a bad position and keep doing what we're doing. Make the game come easier. And I feel like Matt has that determination, that grit, and that toughness to, even if we do it, he's going to fight us out of it and fight through it, just like DC. You know, I think they complement each other a lot. And, you know, we're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, he's a lot like Derek, isn't he? The preparation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're always here together. They're always here at the same time. They leave at the same time. They're always there together. And they're always, you know, putting in the work. And they compete a lot with each other. So, you know, I think that's a good thing. But, you know, I'm not really worried about Matt. You know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
How about Connor?
Connor's the backup. Connor's there. You know, hopefully we don't have to go to Connor. Nobody, you know, usually don't look to go to your backs. But, you know, Connor's going to be able to do his thing. You know, Connor's getting in there. You know, it's good to hear his voice. You know, he's getting some rest with us. You know, that's my first time ever hearing Connor's voice in the huddle. So that's good to, you know, I'm not being funny, but, you know, I all camp, it was Matt and DC. So it is one of my first time doing it. So, you know, hearing that, getting used to that, and Connor's back there, because some of the rest, while I'm not in, I'm standing by TD, and he's going through all his progressions with the quarterback coach. I hear him talking to him and picking out stuff while Matt's doing the thing. So, you know, you pray you never have to go to backup, but, you know, Connor's going to be fine.